This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
I have a privilege this morning of connecting with Pete Smit, a man who I got to know about 10 years ago musically when I first started working at Radio K Pulpit. Vanda Bum was working with me at the time, and she introduced me to Pete Smit's music and to Dochek. No, this music I like. If you just need a little bit of calm in the craziness of the world and to be reminded about how much Jesus loves you and how great God is, you can't go wrong with the music of Pete Smit. Pete, is lekker om saam te kuier. Goeiemôre en welkom by Radio Kaapse Kansel en Radio Disa.
Hi, Brad. You are fantastic. It's an honor to be here.
And I realize, you know, you and I have a lot more in common than I thought. My birthday's on Christmas Eve. Your birthday's on Christmas Day. And both of us have an anniversary in April, so I think this is a good footing on which to start our conversation.
Oh, wow. aren't we family?
Did you, Pete, also only just get one present?
Well, no. I must say I was privileged, but I had to wait for the second one. I had to wait till 12 o'clock. Hey. But then my parents forced me to go and go to bed at 10. So
memories. Pete, you know,
I
mentioned earlier on in the intro, I got to know your music, and I know Vanda Bum is someone that you know well and sung with over the years, and together with some of the other legends of gospel music. You haven't always made gospel music, have you? I mean, you started singing way back in the 1970s. Was your music always Jesus-focused?
No, definitely not. When I started, I was that typical guy sitting in the corner of, not really in the pubs, although I did sing in some pubs, but more than like a restaurant singer, your typical background singer with that thing with the harmonica around your neck. Playing Bob Dylan and Christofferson and Cat Stevens songs. And way back when the pay was 50 bucks and two beers.
Yes, and you were very happy to receive it.
Yes. And tips. You got tips as well.
Amazing.
But that's how I cut my teeth on music. I played background music in restaurants for longer than I can remember.
And where did that change come where you said, this has been great, but now I got to sing about Jesus. I just can't not have him and his word and how he makes me feel in my songs. How did that change come about for you?
Well, it's a simple answer. I got to know the Lord Jesus. Mm. I got converted in end of the 80s, 89, I think. It's just at that time I had a sound system. I could sing hundreds and hundreds of songs from the top of my head. Mm. And, I met the Lord Jesus, so I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus, on a Tuesday, I think. Sure. And that very Sunday, a couple of days later, I sang my first Christian song in the church, something that I wrote, less than 24 hours after I met the Lord.
Incredible.
So he gave me the ability to write songs, something that I didn't have before I met him. I could play hundreds of folk songs of the time, but I didn't have one single song that I wrote myself because I can't read music to this day. And I just didn't know how to do it. But 8 hours after I got converted, I wrote my first song. I played it in the church that Sunday.
Oh, what a story. What I love about this is you just acknowledging, I can't read the music. I just play what I know. And boy, do you play that guitar well. And for our listeners who don't know, five of Pete's albums have achieved gold status. And that second solo album of his, Yeri Maak My Niet, platinum status back in the late 90s. I mean, how does that make you feel when you look back and you say, wow, God used me like this, that people would go back in those days and buy the albums, you know, and play them in their record players or rather in their CD players, and to be able to influence people, so many thousands and thousands of people through your music. What a privilege.
Well, Brad, to this day, it just blows my mind that that the Lord can use me.
Yeah.
Well, if he used me in another area, I could understand it. But even today, when I talk to the real professional musicians, they say my pitching is not very good. I can't sing well,
Hi.
And I don't really understand music. I scale, if you know what that means. I put where you normally have four beats in a bar, I very often add a two beat bar, like right in the middle of my music, and they call it scaling. And my music, when I play it on my own guitar and I sing, I scale all the time. And so the professional guys, they just tell me, your music's wrong. You have to do it properly. But I can still tap my foot. And to me, it sounds fine. So the real technical professional people, they have a lot of comments about my music. But I must say that to me personally, the fact that I get the music from the Lord, because I know I can't do it on my own. I've tried 1,000 times, just sitting down and say, oh, this is a nice idea. Let me write a song about it. And then I just can't do it. But somehow when the Lord wants me to, the song's just there, the melody's in my head. I figure out the chords, and I write the song, and there it is. And 90% of my music is things that I struggle with myself, questions that I have in my head, and I discuss them with the Lord, and I pray about it, and I read up in the Bible about that certain question or that issue in my life. And then the Lord gives me an answer, and I put the answer down in music. And it's only for me. It solves my problem. But then the miracle happens when that song goes out on a CD or something, and I get this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people reacting to it, say, this song was written just for me.
Beautiful.
That is the miracle for me up to this day.
Yeah, but you know, this really blows my mind, because we always want everything to be perfect. Yes, there's excellence in musicianship. I get all of that. But in other areas of life as well, we think, I want to go and speak to people about Jesus. I want to do this thing that God's laid on my heart, but I'm not perfect at it, or it's not like totally technically accurate. And so we just sometimes aren't brave enough just to step out. And I love that you've said, fair enough, say what you want, but here's me and my guitar and the words that God has put on my heart, and I'm going to touch people's lives. Like, you didn't let that stop you.
No, maybe I'm naive enough to just say, but there is another reason. I don't know, the Holy Spirit just, what is the old King James word? It quickens me.
Yes.
He just not forces me to do it, but it's just something that, it's like a hen who has an egg to lay. She just has to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it's a funny example, but I don't think I'll be able to live if I don't do it. This burden that the Lord lays on my heart to go and share his love with people. I've been doing it for 35 years now, and yeah, I'm not thinking of stopping anytime soon.
I get that feeling, because Way Above the Sky is out after nearly a decade since your last release. So
yes.
This was the egg you just had to lay, was it, Pete?
yes, but I must say there's a downside to that story as well, the 10-year thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been asked that question now in the past week quite a few times. Why did you wait so long? And it's a very frustrating answer, and a simple answer, as I couldn't afford it. And the simple problem that I have is the internet. In the old days, when you write a song,
yeah,
you invest money in it, or your record company invests money in it. And it's a lot of money. It costs 20 to 25,000 rand for a single song.
That's right.
To do it properly, to have it arranged and get proper musicians in to play the instruments, and then to add the music and have it mastered and mixed in the end. It's an expensive thing.
Mm.
And when you put it on a CD, you have a product to sell. And you can get your money back within 6 to 12 months. Then you've earned back your investment.
Yes.
And then if the song keeps on being popular, you can make some money on it, some profit on it the next year, the second year, which was what I grew up on for 35 years, or well, like say 25 years. That was how we did it. You invest some money, you put money on the table, 150,000 bucks for a production with 10 songs on it, and you can make that back in the next year or two. But then the internet happened, and my last three CDs that I made, I paid out of my pocket. It cost me more than 200,000 rand.
Goodness.
For the three CDs. I put that money on the table. I pay all the dollars and all the stuff that is required to put it on the internet. And then in a week or two later, you can just download all my songs, all the songs that I paid for.
Wow.
You can just download them for free from dozens and dozens of sites all over the world. So people just grab it, and you never get your money back.
Mm.
There are, at the moment, could be 200 songs of mine sitting out there on the internet, being viewed and being listened to every day, and I'm not getting a cent for it. And even those that the 200,000 bucks that I invested in the previous CDs, it's gone. I am not getting it back. So I actually wrote the song Way Above the Sky. I wrote the song quite some time ago.
Oh.
And I also had the music. Johan Rautenbach did the arrangement for me. And I paid him the money. And I had the recording of the backtrack in my... I had the backtrack.
Mm.
But I thought, if I now sing the words with it, and I do the mastering and mixing, and I put it on the internet, it's just going to be gone.
Yeah,
and I can't afford it. I can't afford to lose all that money again. But now the miracles happened. That New Light Publishing, they contacted me, and they said they'll do it for me. They'll put it out there in the proper way, and they will see to it that I at least get my investment back. Never mind making money out of it.
Wow.
Just get my investment back. So I'm so glad that they are helping me at the moment. And when they got part of the picture, I thought, yeah, this is it. Let's go again.
And it's time. And I was reading through Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a garment, stretching out the heavens like a tent. And then I thought, that sounds suspiciously like Way Above the Sky. Now, I don't want to assume it came from Psalm 104, but just as we wrap things up here this morning, Pete, did that maybe have something to do with the lyrics of the song?
It definitely had. But this song is actually about Isaiah 40, verse 12 to 31. And in the first few verses of Isaiah 40, it's just that description of the greatness and the immensity of God. And also those specific words, he stretches out the heavens like a dwelling tent. And the latter part of Isaiah 40 is that part where he gives the, when you are really weary and weak, he will give you strong. He will give you strength. He will give you wings like eagles.
Mm.
So that was the inspiration for the song.
And I just want to say, you will hear it. It's classic Pete Smith. and something inside of you will want to raise your hands and get excited and worship God, almost like you can't help yourself. It's that kind of song. But just as we start wrapping things up this morning, just as we enjoy this new piece of music, do you feel at any point ever that you want to hang up your guitar and sort of say, that's it for now, I've walked the walk and I've done what's necessary, I now want to get out with other things? Or do you just say, maybe the best is yet to come?
Well, if you say that like that, I'll take it prophetically. But I must say that I've considered it many times. I'm getting older, and it's not the singing or standing there in the church and ministering. That is fantastic for me to do. But the whole iceberg underneath the surface, the logistics, traveling, and sleeping in a different bed every third or fourth evening, and just being on the road and eating garage pies and being behind the wheel at 2 o'clock in the morning. That is really getting to me at the moment. And yes, I've considered it a few times. I've spoken to the Lord about it and say, what about if I just... I have a little recording studio here at home. Can't I just make recordings and send it out there? And somehow the Lord's just stopped me every time. So the invites just keep on coming in. People want me to come and sing in the churches. And I think, yes, I'll keep on doing it. Even though if I have to get a walker, one of these things that the old people, I'll make it a mic stand on front in the front of that thing. And I'll walk into the church with my walker, and I'll keep on doing it as long as I can.
Yeah, living legend of Afrikaans and English gospel music. It's Piet Smit. Piet, thank you. What a privilege this has been. You have no idea. I get to speak to people every week. This has been a special privilege for me. So thank you. Thank you for the work you're doing. Thanks for hanging in there. And here's to many more years of music from your pen and from your voice and from your guitar. Be blessed.
Thank you, Brad. God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.